This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about being in between seasons. So I live in Chicago, and this is the time of the year that feels as though we're living in between two seasons. One day, it feels like summer's right around the corner. The skies are blue, and the temperatures are around 70 degrees. And then the next day will be gloomy, and will barely reach 50 degrees. Summer is so close that I can almost smell it in the air, but it's still not here. And sometimes the same can be true for the seasons of my personal life. When I am not content with the present, I consistently struggle with staying in it. I'm often preoccupied with the new beginnings of a new season and a new door opening, that it ends up being almost impossible to appreciate what the current season has to offer. And when I turn to the scriptures, I see that David teaches us how to become recentered with the words that he uses in Psalm 118:24. He says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And when we can do this despite the weather outside or the personal season we may find ourselves in, we are now better positioned to usher in a new energy. And of course, we know that each moment creates the next. So if my current moment is filled with a lot of anxiety and anticipation, I'm only continuing to create more of that. Over time, I've come to appreciate the importance of finding joy in the present. So as a child of God, the next time you have one foot in today and the other in tomorrow, remember only these two words, rejoice always, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, despite your season, rejoice.